Welcome to another Live from NEIU concert broadcast, the Jewelbox series, coming to you tonight from the Recital Hall in the Salme Haru Steinberg Fine Arts Center on the campus of Chicago's Northeastern Illinois University. I'm your host, Carolyn Paulin. Tonight we have a performance by Venezuelan clarinetist Jorge Montilla with pianist Kay Kim. Jorge Montilla is one of the finest clarinetists in Latin America and one of the world's great E-flat clarinet virtuosos. His repertoire is extensive, and he's an ardent advocate of new music, having premiered solo works by composers including Diana Arizmendi, Fidel Rodriguez, Misha Zupko, Alfred Prince, and many others. Jorge is one of the many gifted musicians that came from Venezuela's El Sistema, founded by José Antonio Abreu. He was principal clarinet of the Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra in Venezuela and is a graduate with a master's degree from Indiana University, where he studied with Howard Klug. He's also a founding member and artistic director of the Caracas Clarinet Quartet, with whom he has performed throughout the world and recorded two compact discs. And we'll hear from Jorge Montilla during our intermission. On the first part of the program, we'll hear works for B-flat clarinet by Astor Piazzolla and by the contemporary Mexican composer Arturo Márquez. Jorge Montilla and Kay Kim will open this program with the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Argentine composer and pianist Carlos Guastavino, who lived from 1912 to 2000. Guastavino originally trained to be a chemical engineer until he received a scholarship to study music in Buenos Aires when he was 26. By the mid-1940s, his music began to gain local and international acclaim due in part to his own performances. His works show a strong nationalistic character and a tender nostalgia for Argentina, its people, and even its wildlife. The three-movement clarinet sonata comes from 1971 and is considered one of his greatest works. And here is Jorge Montilla and pianist Kay Kim to open this recital with the Sonata for B-flat Clarinet and Piano by Carlos Guastavino.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sonata for B-flat clarinet and piano by Carlos Guastavino, performed live on WFNT by clarinetist Jorge Montilla and pianist Kay Kim on our Jewel Box concert this evening. And now we'll have two shorter works from Latin America. Jorge Montillo back on stage. He's going off stage, so I have just a moment to tell you about the next two pieces on our program, two shorter works. First, Cierra tus ojos y escucha, Close Your Eyes and Listen, by Argentine composer Astor Piazzolla. Piazzolla, of course, is most famous for promoting and creating the music known as Nuevo Tango, and his style is always lively and enjoyable. And next we'll hear Zarabandeo, a saraband by the Mexican composer Arturo Márquez, who was born in 1950 in Santa Fe, Mexico. Márquez studied piano, violin, and trombone as a young person and then focused on piano, theory, and composition at the National Conservatory. He also studied in Paris and earned the master's degree at the California Institute of the Arts on a Fulbright Fellowship. He has composed for theater, dance, film, as well as traditional concert works. And you can, as you can hear backstage, Jorge Montilla is continuing to warm up a little bit. And here they come on stage now, I do believe. The door is opening. Yes, Jorge Montilla and Kay Kim for music by Piazzolla and Márquez.
Good evening. Cierra tus ojos y escucha translates close your eyes and listen. And that's exactly what I want you to do, to get transported to the beautiful lands of the South America in Argentina, where Piazzolla got the inspiration to write this beautiful melody.
Thank you.
Música vasta, Piazzolla. Cierra tus ojos y escucha. Close your eyes and listen. Played by Jorge Montilla, clarinet, and K. Kim, piano. And now music of Arturo Marquez. Thank you. Clarinetist Jorge Montilla has closed the first part of his recital of Latin American music for clarinet with a zarabandeo by Arturo Marquez. His collaborative pianist is Kay Kim. The entire first half of the recital on B-flat clarinet, and the second half will be on E-flat clarinet. And Jorge Montilla back on stage for another bow. Nearly full house here, pretty much full house here in the Fine Arts Center Recital Hall for this recital by Jorge Montilla with pianist Kay Kim. And they are both back on stage. We hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast from the Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Center at Northeastern Illinois University. It's brought to you by members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle. And I'd like to add my personal thanks to all of you who called so that we can conclude our April membership drive so successfully just before 7 o'clock tonight. Thanks to you, we raised $800,000. You are the members of the Fine Arts Circle. You're listening to WFMT Chicago at 98.7 FM and WFMT.com. I'm delighted to welcome clarinetist Jorge Montilla to the WFMT studios on this Wednesday afternoon, and it's so nice to have this time to have a good conversation with you for our intermission feature.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It seems like from your recordings that I've seen and from this wonderful program that you have for us, your mission really is to promote music from Latin America by Latin American composers. Is that true?
Yes, it is. It is. Well, Latin American has been a focus of concentration for many years. It's music and it's culture. And I believe that it is our mission, not only mine, but I'm part of it, to commission pieces, to perform pieces, and to be spokesmen and women of the Latin American culture, specifically the music.
Why is some of this repertoire not well known in this country? Is there a lot of music that we simply don't know anything about?
Specifically in the repertory that I play, it's not by the like the most the well-known composers from mm-hmm. Latin America. The best-known composers didn't write for clarinet. You know, like Piazzolla only had a concerto that nobody plays, and it doesn't use clarinet in the tangos in his group. And Ginastera didn't write anything specifically for clarinet. Villa-Lobos has only a lot of chamber music, but nothing particular for clarinet that we will be proud of, you know? So it's more the new generations that are writing for the clarinet, sometimes inspired by the clarinet itself and sometimes inspired by the clarinetists.
So what living composers do you admire that we may not have heard of?
Well, one that is a good friend of mine, Paul Desen, for example. He's rising more and more in the United States now that he lives in Boston part of the year. His compositions are getting more known and played everywhere, and I think he's one of the good talents from Venezuela also.
Thank you.
That was Toccata, Toccata, the first movement of the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano, composed in 1997 by the Venezuelan composer Paul Desen. Written for our soloist this evening, Jorge Montilla, and we heard him performing with pianist Hamilton Tescarolo. You've had works dedicated to you, composers that have written pieces for you, and you've also commissioned music. What do you look for in a composer? What kind of style?
Well, composers that have an attractive language, the way they write, that is attractive, that is fun, that is not too abstract somehow. And if they have already a voice, like a personality, you know, then it doesn't matter which country they are from, I would like to play that music. I am, because of my mission, to say it in a way, to perform the Latin American music, then I always encourage my Latin American friends, composers, to write the music, because I know that it will have some print of the Latin American style.
When you say print of a Latin American style, would that be a tendency toward a folk nature, or the use of color, or the shape of the melody?
Well, it's more of the rhythms. It's more of rhythms than melodies. Of course, the melodies are also intrinsic to the people and the cultures. But one of the characteristics of the Latin American music is that emphasis in the rhythm.
And you indicated also that you want it to be fun.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, of course. Of course. Oh, it has to be fun.
Fun for you and fun for the audience.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yes.
What is it about the E-flat clarinet that attracts you so much? Because you are really known for playing that instrument.
Yes. Well, I started in 1988 playing the E-flat clarinet in the Caracas Clarinet Quartet. And we became quite successful in the clarinet community, the international clarinet community. So after rotating all the instruments within the members, I decided that was the instrument that I played better and that I felt more comfortable with, and that's the one I stuck with. The clarinet repertory in general is sometimes limited. The E-flat clarinet repertory is even more limited. So I have tried to contribute with the repertory, not only by writing pieces too, but also by commissioning and telling the composers, hey, you can write for me and for the instrument.
On the second half of the program, we have music completely for E-flat clarinet, both with piano, yes, and by yourself as well. And you're beginning with the Sonata for Clarinet and E-flat by Alfred Prince, which was dedicated to you. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, Alfred Prince was for 40-some years the principal clarinet of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and Opera, and also an outstanding pianist and very prolific composer. At the time that I was studying in Bloomington at the Indiana University, he was living there. He still lives there. So we became friends, and he also got attracted to the way I play the E-flat clarinet. This one was a dedication, and his background of the opera is so important in his music. He likes to use humor and quotes from operas. And you will hear in this piece quotes from different operas, and also melodies and moments that can resemble the music of other composers. So not directly something by Strauss, but inspired on Strauss.
Then the second piece on the program is a piece of your own for E-flat clarinet by itself. Tell us about that.
It was on the occasion of the Atlanta Clarinet Festival in 2006. I was asked to perform for the first time an E-flat clarinet of the Rossi maker, Luis Rossi from Argentina. So I tried to find repertory for the occasion, and here came the first problem. I didn't find many pieces that I would like to play, so I decided to compose a piece for myself based on a Venezuelan rhythm called joropo, and in this case, on a variation of the joropo called pajarillo. So that's what I did, and a lot of people are playing that piece right now.
Well, I'm so looking forward to the second half of the program with music by Alfred Prince, your own music, and other works by Carlos Guastavino, Astor Piazzolla, and Alberto Ginastera. Thank you for coming to WFNT. It's a pleasure to have you here.
A pleasure to be here.
Welcome back to the Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Center at Northeastern Illinois University for the second part of this recital by clarinetist Jorge Montilla and pianist Kay Kim. Once again, we'll hear music from Latin America, works by Alfred Prince, Carlos Guastavina, Astor Piazzolla, Alberto Ginastera, and Jorge Montilla himself. Everything on this part of the program is music written for the E-flat clarinet, and several of them are transcriptions or arrangements by Mr. Montilla. Alfred Prince, born in Vienna, was for 40 years the principal clarinetist of the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. He always composed, but since his retirement, he's increased that activity, particularly for the clarinet. He has taught in Vienna since 1972, but also has been a visiting professor at the Indiana University School of Music, where he met Jorge Montilla. Alfred Prince wrote his Sonata No. 2 for E-flat clarinet and piano just for him. It's in four movements. Fresh and joyous is the first movement. As fast as possible, the second movement. Very slow, the third. And the fourth is molto vivace. Jorge Montilla and Kay Kim will be on stage shortly for this music by Alfred Prince. Jorge Montilla is currently on the faculty of the Longy School of Music at Bard College, living in Boston, Massachusetts. And he's also taught at Arizona State University, the Latin American Academy of Venezuela, and he was chair of the clarinet department at the Conservatory of Music Simon Bolivar. He's also given master classes, clinics, and workshops for universities and conservatories throughout the world. He represents Rossi Clarinets, Rico Reeds, Clarinet Classics, and LBG Ligatures. And here are Jorge Montilla and Kay Kim for the second sonata for E-flat clarinet and piano by Alfred Prince.
Okay, I'm going to say a few words about the next piece. It was composed and dedicated to me by Alfred Prince. It's the only piece that's not Latin American, or else it would be Alfredo Principe or something like that. So at the time that I was living in Bloomington, and Alfred Prince moved from Austria to have a residency there, we became good friends and did many, many collaborations together. And I guess he was inspired by the way I played the E-flat that he said, I'm going to write you a piece. That's the one that he wrote for me in 2002 that I got to premiere there at Indiana University, and that is here presented for you. Thank you.
Black clarinetist Jorge Montilla and pianist Kay Kim have performed the Sonata No. 2 for clarinet in E-flat and piano by Alfred Prinz, born in 1930, Austrian composer who met Jorge Montilla at Indiana University, wrote that for him. Four movements, fresh and joyous, as fast as possible, very slow, and that final molto vivace with quotes from The Barber of Seville by Rossini and other operas. Delightful piece by Alfred Prinz, performed live on WFMT by Jorge Montilla, E-flat clarinet, and pianist Kay Kim. And in a moment, Jorge Montilla would return alone to the stage for a work that he composed for solo E-flat clarinet. And here he is to talk about this work.
The next piece, Registro de Pajarillo, is I wrote it for myself. And the event of the clarinet festival that happened in Atlanta in 2006. And I was asked to play the first time of a Rossi clarinet, the maker of the instrument that I play. The first time that an E-flat clarinet of his brand will be presented at a clarinet conference. And he asked me to play it. And I was very excited, but also I didn't have anything to play from the Latin American repertory because there is basically not enough material. And also, I didn't want to be in a position to ask the pianist to play really hard music because there is music for E-flat clarinet and piano that is really difficult. And unless you have somebody like Kay, you don't always have the chance to put together the music. And in the clarinet festivals, you only rehearse 15 minutes before the concert, and that's it. So I decided to write something for myself so I could take all the credits, all the responsibilities, and all the blames too. So here is the Registro de Pajarillo. It's based on a Venezuelan dance called joropo, which is the traditional, the most representative dance in my country. And it has many variations. This one is based on a fixed harmonic scheme. It's like too complicated, but I repeat and repeat and repeat. And every time I'm building variations on these few chords, okay? So, registro de pajarillo.
Jorge Montilla played his own work, Registro de Pajarillo, for solo E-flat clarinet live on WFMT on this Jewelbox concert from the Fine Arts Center Recital Hall at Northeastern Illinois University. And he's back on stage for another bow. Very virtuosic work for the E-flat clarinet. When Jorge Montilla returns to the stage with pianist Kay Kim, we'll hear three of his own transcriptions of works written for other instruments. First, another piece by Carlos Guastavino, Rosita Iglesias, from La Presencias, originally for violin and piano. Then we'll hear the famous La Muerte del Ángel, Death of an Angel, of Astor Piazzolla, also in a transcription for E-flat clarinet and piano. And to finish, music of Alberto Ginastera, his Pampeana No. 1, a piece with the subtitle Rhapsody, composed in 1947 for violin and piano and transcribed here. And here they are, Jorge Montilla and Kay Kim.
Thank you.
Rosita Iglesias by Carlos Guastavino, originally for piano and violin, played by on E-flat clarinet by Jorge Montilla with pianist Kay Kim.
Guastavino wrote his music for himself as a pianist, and he was better known as a songwriter. So all his music, not only the first sonata that I play at the beginning of the concert, but also this one, are just so, it's like singing all the time. So it's a really beautiful music. And also the piano part is really difficult and really daring for in terms of harmonies and melodies. And Kay is amazing. Yeah. So only another Argentinian can beat the previous one, which is Piazzolla.
Thank you.
by Astor Piazzolla, La Muerte del Ángel, transcribed by Jorge Montilla for E-flat clarinet and piano, and played by him and pianist Kay Kim. You're live on WFMT from the Fine Arts Center Recital Hall at Northeastern Illinois University. And now music by Alberto Ginastera.
It would be difficult to close with a piece other than this one. It's a challenge for the performer and also for the audience, because this Muerte del Ángel is so energetic and so strong and so, what do you think? I'm going to close my program tonight. I want to thank Northeastern University, Illinois University, and the Jewel Box Series for this invitation to be here, Christy Miller. And I knew I was going to be here 3 years ago. And I waited so long, and now that I'm here, it's really a pleasure. I got to meet wonderful players, and also Rose, the teacher here, Rose Peraza. And everybody has been so nice to me and welcoming. I feel like it's home. And I study in the Midwest, so I know what it is about. So enjoy the last piece, and thank you very much. Thank you.
Pampeana No. 1, originally composed for violin and piano by Alberto Ginastera, performed here in his own transcription for E-flat, clarinet, and piano by Jorge Montilla and pianist Kay Kim. Standing ovation by this capacity clarinet-loving crowd here in the Fine Arts Center Recital Hall. That is the final scheduled work on the final Jewel Box recital of the season, coming to you live on 98.7 WFMT from the Recital Hall at Northeastern Illinois University. Jorge Montilla and Kay Kim have presented a concert of music by mostly Latin American composers from Mexico, Argentina, and one Austrian composer, Carlos Guastavino, Arturo Marquez, Astor Piazzolla, Alfred Prince, and Jorge Montilla himself. And we have an encore.
I will not play something faster or louder than that. By Guastavino, one of his most famous songs that I took the liberty to transcribe for my instrument, La Rosa y el Sauce, The Rose and the Willow.
Rosa y el Sauce, The Rose and the Willow Tree, a song by Carlos Guastavino as transcribed by Jorge Montilla and performed by him and pianist Kay Kim. The encore on this recital. And if you enjoyed this live performance on WFMT, remember that it's made possible by members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. Jorge Montilla taking another solo bow here on the stage of the Fine Arts Center Recital Hall, and bringing Kay Kim out to join him for another bow and another standing ovation from this audience here in the recital hall. And thanks to all of you who pledged during our just completed at 7 o'clock tonight, our very successful April membership drive. Tonight's concert by clarinetist Jorge Montilla and pianist Kay Kim came to you from the Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Center at Chicago's Northeastern Illinois University. And this is our final recital of the season on the Jewel Box series. To purchase tickets for the upcoming season of Jewel Box concerts at NEIU or to inquire about any of the performances here, phone 773-442-INFO. That's 773-442-4636. Technical production tonight was by Mary Mazurek. Special thanks to the staff at NEIU, including Miguel Hernandez, Edward Kruger, Elias Morales, and Christy Miller. I'm your host and producer, Carolyn Paulin, and I hope you've enjoyed tonight's performance by Jorge Montilla and Kay Kim. You're listening to WFMT Chicago at 98.7 FM and WFMT.com. It's 10 o'clock.